watch shitty movies.
I just wanted to fill some time where
good.
It wasn't just you talking.
Oh,
about, I was also
well, see, that's the opposite of what happened last time, though. Because, like, I was just letting you talk last time. MC Mole 2. Hello, everyone.
Hi. This is Sitsock.
It is, indeed.
I'm
another
Kendrick.
Episode of Sitsock. I'm Kyle. I think that's fine.
Kyle Parker Hagen?
Yeah, I'm Kyle Parker. Kyle fucking Parker Hagen.
Kyle fucking Parker.
Today's just one of those days where, like, I just want to be home already, but, like,
oh
I have
my
to
God,
do...
Yes.
Or I want to be the place I need to be, but I can't be there yet because I have to do all the other things that get me there.
That and, sounds like a lot of days.
I guess. But, like, sometimes it's a lot easier to be at the place you need to be without having to get there.
Yeah. That checks out.
And so... Pardon if I'm a bit of a Debbie Nancy Drew Downer.
If you're a Debbie Nancy Drew Downer, I don't think that's a thing. I'm 100% sure.
Nancy Drew's a thing and Debbie Downer's a thing, so I combine them.
What exactly?
Like three and is a thing
so you
and five is a thing
you know
and eight is also a thing.
You know all the answers, but you're also kind of annoying. Is that what the Debbie Downer?
Yeah,
Downer?
I think so. That sounds really... I thought you were just talking about me for a second because I decided that that logic worked and you're like... I was like, oh, okay.
That's dangerous.
I guess it's fine.
But anyway, so yeah, we're both cheerful, full of energy, valid human beings, and we're not broken inside.
Not even a little bit.
Not even a little.
Okay, so, we did this a while ago.
Oh yeah. It's time.
And now it's time for me to expose myself to Kendrick.
Kyle's exposing himself to me.
Yes, I am. I hope this doesn't start playing in the middle.
No, hopefully.
Okay. It's just like, it won't, like, I don't understand the new YouTube app. Like, okay, that's
there. It's kind of confusing.
I figured it out.
Yeah, because it's like, hey, I'm going to play videos all the time now.
Okay, so today we're going to go over Kyle Parker Hagen's YouTube subscription list. For most relevant, sorted by most relevant.
Good.
Mine's going to be a lot more boring than Kendrick's is. So.
Oh, well, let's find out. I'm sure there's some good ones.
Number one, Knight of the Blackwater.
What the hell is that?
Well, I don't know. What is it? Oh, okay. It's my list.
It's your list.
It's a channel where people put content together for playthroughs of the Game of Thrones card game. So, like, tournament reviews and stuff like that. So, pretty nice channel. The third one that I have on my list, Rob's Gaming Table, is the same thing. And actually, a bunch of these are probably going to be duplicates. So,
well, gotta give us a little more. Why do you have five of them?
Well, because because not everybody covers, like, it's not a big enough game that one channel could cover every event. So, like, a local meta will have a bunch of people play, right? And the person who records that is generally the person who commentates on it. Like, I have a few videos that I need to commentate on because I recorded them at an event. But, like, I don't like, necessarily want to just send them off to people because I need to get famous, right?
So you have all of them... You have all those channels going because you want a complete coverage of all of the games.
Because they give
cool helicopters,
they give
old school ones.
They give different opinions on how the game's being played and different ideas. I mean, when you're trying to understand any meta, you don't really just go to one place to do it. So
can you explain or articulate any of the distinct differences between these? Or is
one of them's British and one of them's Canadian.
Okay, good. Next.
The Knights of the Blackwater do these kind of cool, like, deck builds / plays on Iron Throne, which is like this online gaming version of the game. So, like, they'll build a deck and talk to the builder, or they'll talk to the builder of the deck about how to play it. Then they'll go online and play it. And so, like, it's a 2-part episode thing. And that's usually what I watch Knights of the Blackwater for. Rob's Gaming Table is just a Canadian guy who likes to talk about Game of Thrones while people play it. So, like, if I'm about to play in a tournament and I want to understand how a deck works, I go look for the games that have that deck and I go watch it played so I can learn. So I can learn. And then the second one, but we're going to skip the third one because the second one is there now. And I talked about the third one, and now I'm cross-eyed, is Collector Mania. So the shop I go to has a YouTube channel. They do lots of gameplays and same type of thing. So, like, Magic the Gathering or deck overviews.
That's that place that you work but don't work?
Uh-huh. I do, like, pack reviews for all the card games I play there, and we do a ton of videos there, so...
So you're on that channel?
I'm literally on that channel, yes.
Yeah, so that makes sense. I'm not on any of the channels I follow.
Well, that's because I'm more insert thing that makes me better than you.
I've only
been
in like 4 YouTube videos in my whole life.
That's true.
Them are awful.
You should like build props so we can do more YouTube videos.
I've been thinking about
that would let us do more props to
the last
more
YouTube
videos.
Was garbage. Sorry, Joe. Joe,
that's
you
Chelsea's
did well.
Fault.
No, Joe did. No, that wasn't the last one.
No,
the interview in Scotland was
just
the last
kidding.
One. Joe did well. Chelsea did ruin the other one by eating chips in the corner of it. So.
What, really?
Yeah, she's sitting like they're trying to get her to put them down, but she wouldn't stop eating.
Oh, you mean the interview?
Yeah.
Okay, I thought you were talking about the Cthulhu one, yep. And I was like,
yep, she just sitting there eating chips.
Sitting there eating chips. Okay, cool. The fourth one is Game Grumps, so we talked about that one last time. Grumps is pretty awesome.
Why do you like Game Grumps?
I like Game Grumps because Joe kind of got me hooked on them when I started at CRMC, and I dig their humor.
Yeah.
I think just I can just listen, and I don't even have to watch what they're doing. I can just, like, laugh at what they're doing. I generally prefer the, like, best ofs. Because the best ofs are like a solid consolidation of just things that already make me laugh, and they usually have things that I've seen before that I really like. Nice. So like the yearly best ofs, and like there's an 8-hour best of video that I have now someone put together.
Yeah, and I don't like the best ofs.
Why not?
I don't. It's too inorganic. I like how the conversation ebbs and flows on its own. To be honest, I much prefer that for when I'm listening at work, because it lulls for a little bit and they ramble and then it comes back up, and the true inanity of the whole thing really sinks in when you realize they just ramble and every now and then again stumble on something funny.
Sure. Yeah, I don't really need to. I guess it's the kind of like I fill in gaps for myself thing.
Yeah.
Because like.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah. So that goes back to why I'm able to watch.
I just wanted to fill some time where it wasn't just you talking. Oh, I was also
talking. See, that's the opposite of what happened last time, though.
Yeah.
Because like I was just letting you talk last time. MC Mole 2 is a guy who does a video game. He does overviews for the Galaxy of Heroes game that I play on my phone. So there's a Star Wars game called Star Wars Galaxy of Heroes. And it's got like a very intense kind of meta to it. And there's very interesting strategies. And so this guy covers like which strategies are best against the certain bosses in the game and how you should play in order to like just advice and how to play the best you can. And so it's another place where I go to like learn more about games I play. That's a lot of my channels, is, like, going to places to learn more about games that I can't play every day.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So you, like, you live those games by proxy, so you can maintain them
without
playing them?
It's how I understand, like, it's like how I stay competitive if I wanted to go play in a tournament. Like, not for that game, but for, like, Game of Thrones, right? It's so, like, I don't get to play that every day. But if I watch meta videos and read articles and listen to people talk about it, I can maintain a sense of like, what the best plays are.
That explains why you're so fucking knowledgeable about some of this shit.
Oh, yeah, right? I mean, for the same reason that, like, you go to classes all the time. Like, I'm sitting here, like, listening to content and watching videos and reading shit. And, I mean, yeah, I guess that's what I just do with all my time. Made sure to maintain this
fair
lack
news
of physique and just listen to things.
I gotta start on those comments.
The next one I have is Inside the Box, which I would highly recommend anybody watch who is, like, into board games at all and likes kind of adult humor.
Oh, look, they're getting those walls up.
All right, right? The Buddhist temple now has walls. The Inside the Box is a board game review channel, but they do, like, episodes. So, like, they'll review a game in an episode, and they'll kind of, like, go over the rules and play it, but everyone has a theme. So, like, they do a lot of, like, semi-crappy video editing to, like, get some of the, like, effects in. And I don't know. It's just generally really good. There's a lot of dildo jokes and adult jokes. So,
I like dildo jokes.
Yeah, I mean, it's very different from your typical board game review place, because most board game review places don't do, like, episodes of a show to kind of review a game. These guys do, and I think that their humor is, like, par with what I would do as a person playing the game.
Cool.
So, Team Covenant, I don't really watch a lot of their stuff. They do, like, I watch some of it, but I mostly follow it because I like their stuff that they sell. So, Team Covenant is a game shop in Oklahoma. And in Tulsa, Oklahoma?
Tulsa.
What fucking places are in Oklahoma? Tulsa's not Oklahoma?
Is it? I thought Tulsa was
Kansas?
I thought it was Kansas.
Yeah, never mind. It's somewhere in Oklahoma.
BFE nowhere.
and they're like one of the first places that offered subscriptions to all the card games I play. So like you can get subscriptions from them.
Crazy.
And they do
ship it to you.
Yeah, like they come out monthly, so they handle all the automatic shipping and all that stuff for you, which is pretty nice. If you don't have like a local game shop or you want to like support them, they also do a lot of like custom printed tokens. So a lot of the videos on their sites are like reviews of those.
Buy our shit, plucks.
Yeah, kind of. They do. They have their own podcast that actually they record on video. So like they record it on video and so you can watch it too.
Doing that, but who the fuck wants to look at it?
I don't. Not me.
It sounds like the worst possible thing.
Well, I mean, other people might, but I really we shouldn't pull us.
Boo.
Okay, so if you want to look at us while we do this podcast, let us know.
Yeah, anyone who wants to add video, send us a camera. I'll do it. Nah, I'm kidding.
We'll
probably just get a. I'll just put a camera in. We'll record it, do the audio, and then I'll just.
Boop, 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 Yeah, that'd be cool. Fuck. All right, Team Cov does a lot of the same stuff that Collector Mania does, too. Like, they record games and talk through plays. But the next one is called Rachel Does Stuff. It's Rachel Bloom's channel. and she's this, like, female singer slash actress who is in this show on Netflix right now called My Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. It's a pretty funny show, but, like, it's one of those ones where you have to, like, watch the first three episodes before you even start to enjoy it, because everything that's happening is so fucking awkward that it's, like, humorous, but it also is, like, hard to watch.
Gotcha.
But her music is, like, there's one of her songs called Fuck Me, Ray Bradbury, about her, like, falling in love with Ray Bradbury instead of, like, actual, like, people who are around her. And she has one called, I'm Gonna Steal Your Pets or something like that, where she's, like, not popular in high school, and so she steals all of her friends' pets and pretends they're their friends, and it's, like, really weird music from, like, a crazy person, but they're pretty funny songs, and they revolve around a lot of, like, teen angsty stuff that is pretty entertaining.
Crazy, but also good.
Yeah, she's actually on one of the Starbomb albums, too. She plays Peach in the Luigi's Lament song about, like, Luigi telling Peach she's in love with her, but Mario keeps coming in singing about his dick and stuff. So, that's, like, kind of that thing.
I can't even guess who sings all those parts. That's a tough one. I can't guess.
I'm not going to tell. You have to listen to the song.
Go listen to that song. Future Kendrick, if you feel like looking it up, go for it.
Vic's Crappy Videos. So, that's the...
That seems like a pretty descriptive name, but I bet you it's
the ones for... You can't have a tree without a... It's the...
A gap shoot, yeah.
What's the fucking name of that stuff?
Nature.
It's Nature Walk, yeah.
Nature Walk.
So he does this set of videos, and I haven't seen any of his other stuff, but the Nature Walk stuff is so funny that I just subscribed to his video channel. It's dead now.
Yeah, it's totally dead. It's been dead for years.
Yeah. But Nature Walk is a super funny little skit about this dude who just likes nature, and everything he says about it is wrong. It's kind of like a nature show, but he doesn't know anything about nature, and... It's gold.
I'll definitely remember to link that.
Yeah,
go watch them.
It's worth
20 minutes of your life to get through all the episodes.
Exactly. Yeah, just watch them all, and you'll understand, or you won't, and
you'll understand. You might not laugh.
Eclectic Method is my next one. So, Eclectic Method is a guy who does very similar to what Ping Pong. What's that guy's name? The one who does like the music based off of like.
Pogo.
It's Pogo. like a very Pogo-esque channel where he takes like certain sounds and things like that and makes remixes. I've listened to like one or two of his things, but I liked his channel because he kept coming out with things that are socially relevant for me, like Star Wars song or like a Pirates of the Caribbean one. So
sexy.
Meh. Chilling Tales for Dark Nights is a podcast that does YouTube videos for horror stories. So
also good.
I'm a fan of those. I listen to those a lot, and they kind of compile a lot of stories that people write on like Creepypasta and No Sleep and perform them on the internet. So a decent amount of these like horror story readers like actually do production. They don't just read them. They like actually put sounds and produce them, right?
Interesting.
So it's always cool to like listen to things like that. Chilling Tales for Dark Nights, that's that one. Jorg Sprav, which is the guy that the slingshot guy.
Slingshot.
And I've only seen a few of his videos, but mainly they revolved around the spinner stuff because those looked like the best ones. And
did you see the one now where he just broke 1,000 jewels with an air gun?
No, but that sounds awesome.
He shot a steel tipped crossbow bolt on something that's legal to have in Germany because it doesn't have a barrel. It has a tube that goes into the arrow.
Is that the PVC one?
It's not PVC, but the pressures he's dealing with here are such that it broke a lot of stuff on his way to doing it. But now when he fired it, it went through the three archery mats, through a car door, and then through a riot shield.
Whoa!
And embedded itself in the final layer of the riot shield.
How did he break the jewels?
Well, what he did was he's got an air compressor that goes up to 330 bar or something like that. And so he just rigged it up to this thing and overbuilt all of it with, like, hydraulic valves that are rated for higher pressure than most pneumatic valves.
Okay.
And then just had a gun that just shoots a fucking, like, spearhead through things.
And that's how he broke a bunch of them?
It wasn't that he broke the jewels. It's jewel, J-U-L-E-S.
Sorry.
He broke 1,000 jewel.
Gotcha.
Like, no one had done that with an air gun yet, apparently.
Okay, okay.
So he did it with an air gun, and the resultant force is equivalent to 245 Magnums, I think is what he said.
Shit.
So, like, two of them, that's the effect that he got out of it.
Holy crap.
On, like, a fucking crossbow bolt.
That's insanity.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
So, I watched that mostly because Kendrick said it was cool, and I watched a few of his spinner videos, but I haven't really been keeping up on it too much. A lot of the channels I've been watching lately have been about tournaments.
That guy's got three handles in his backpack.
What do you think they are? Oh, tennis rackets.
They're probably tennis rackets, yeah. But I'm going to pretend they're short swords.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Motorcycle Ninja.
The next one I have is the Secret Ball Gaming Podcast. So they started YouTube stuff after their podcast. So they do like game reviews. It's pretty basic. I just followed them because I like their podcast and I wanted to support their channel. So I don't necessarily watch a lot of their videos, but
maybe we should do for a video. We should just have the video of us driving, not even us, just pointing forward like the dash cam.
Yeah,
just the whole.
That
dash
would be
cam
actually
video.
Pretty interesting because people would get to see everything that we're talking
all
about instead
talking
of having
about.
Us take pictures.
And all my
yeah.
terrible driving.
And it would be really interesting as far as like
oh God.
What's happening with like. Like, a lot of people that do podcasts and videos, like, they're either recording themselves, doing something completely unrelated.
Yeah.
But it's, like, only, like coincidentally
like
related.
Like, Tested does that.
Yeah.
It's just them sitting in a room talking, and all you get to do is see them leaning close to their microphones and moving their hands around a lot. Like, I don't really need to see that.
The Dice Tower is the next one. That's another board game podcast, but they have a ton of, or a board game podcast, but a YouTube channel as well. They have a ton of game reviews and shows that they do. So, like, nice. They have, like board game Blender and a lot of like channel
shows.
They put
board games into blenders?
No, it's just it's basically like a show that collects a bunch of other short segments together. Yeah, we're always stopping.
We're always driving. Always be stopping.
This guy gonna like merge or what?
Be letting Mitsubishi in.
Okay.
Nope. He's fucking.
So they do a, like they're like the main name in board game stuff. So if you like follow board games at all, by Dice Towers.
Dice Tower.
Dice. Yeah, basically Dice Tower is one of the really big ones that gives board game.
Heard their name.
CISO is like, oh, I don't really know what CISO is, but they have Dan Harmon on there, so I followed him so I could watch the Dan Harmon episode okay. of like their D&D campaign that was animated,
huh.
which is pretty sweet. So it's like CISO's like Vimeo or some of those other like non-YouTube, but
it's a YouTube channel.
It's like YouTube Red, but I think it's their like YouTube channel that makes you pay for more. So like you watch some of the CISO stuff on the CISO
gotcha.
YouTube channel,
and then you go to CISO,
and then you're like, oh, I should buy this or I should pay money for this.
Gotcha.
Because they only have
marketing.
Like first episodes on there. So, but it was worth watching. So, Gary Stom I follow from work.
Why?
He's got his own YouTube channel because So when we went to Maui, he had his GoPro on the whole time, right? And he was like GoProing, and he like actually made a video with music and everything for all the stuff that he did.
We got some people that are struggling with lanes. Lanes are hard, people.
And he put the video up, and I was in it for maybe 2 seconds, but I was the thumbnail. So it was really funny because it's like a 20 minute video,
and I'm in
it for a grand total of 3 seconds, and I'm like the thumbnail where I'm
that's
like,
fantastic.
Yeah. So like I followed his channel,
featuring Kyle Hagen,
because I needed to watch the video. So I thought that was funny.
For a second, I thought that was an outline of a dog with a really big dick, but I think it was actually his tail.
Are you talking about, what?
It just went by and I didn't have a chance to tell you what it was because I didn't want to blurt it out. Dog dick!
Dog dick!
Because I figured that would have been confusing and disappointing.
Riding on cars.
Riding on cars.
SNBC Theater, because I love SNBC Theater. They do really funny short skits.
But they're also dead.
Okay. Are they? I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. I still follow it though because they're all
on
there
still. Below Gary Stom.
Well, no. Relevancy, I guess you're right.
Lights. Red. Don't go. The red,
there's a lot of good humor that came out of Saturday Morning Breakfast Theater.
Oh, yeah.
Theater.
It was beautiful, but I'm pretty sure it's dead.
It is. They still do stuff, but it's not like...
SNBC
it's not
is
as it's not as episode-y. Like, they don't have... Or, I'm sorry. It's probably more movie-based. Like, they've been doing a bunch of movies lately. They've put out, like, two or three that are, like, movies they do. But I haven't seen
them in a while because I think I follow them, too.
Yeah. Joe Quick. I follow Joe Quick.
Yeah.
He's
fucking dead.
Yeah. He hasn't done shit for shit.
Yeah, get your shit together,
Joe.
I mean, we got those movies we're supposed to be making this weekend.
What movies?
I just made some.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's right. Picnic Face, because... this is
super
funny, because I've never... Is it really?
I think so.
Oh, okay. Well, I that's my problem with YouTube, is, like, a lot of stuff I follow that's, like, comedy is, like, all stuff that's happened, like, years ago that I just, like... I've never seen them... I've never really seen or enjoyed the Power Thirst stuff. I don't know why it didn't resonate with me, but it just didn't really, like, hit. But I, like, love all their other stuff, so I'm trying to think of I should give them another chance. Speaking of another chances, I watched Donnie Darko at the thing.
What?
Yeah. I liked it more. Pulling back a little bit, I liked it
what
more.
What thing?
The movie night.
We're
doing those, like, outdoor movie nights.
Keep picking them when I'm not around.
Aaron bought this outdoor screen that's, like, fucking 15 feet tall and
nice.
Gigantic. But yeah, it wasn't bad. We can have a whole other podcast about Donnie Darko now that I've watched it for real.
Yeah, it's a thing.
Rotto, who's another guy that does game playthroughs. Rotto talks about as fast as I do while he's showing
Dear
people
God.
How to play games. And it sometimes is a little jarring, so I followed him, but I'm probably going to unfollow him because I don't really like his videos. They're probably one of the worst board game videos ever because he talks really fast. And then he'll be like, oh, wait, no, I did this wrong earlier. And, like, doesn't really, like, he does what I do with his podcast and not prep for it. So
yeah, that's a dangerous game.
The Hive Tyrant, which is Mitch, one of my friends on Facebook, has this channel. And he used to do a lot of stuff with Warhammer 40K Conquest. Very, very melodic voice. Like, he's got one of the best voices I've ever heard on, like, a podcast slash YouTube channel. But he does, like, Lord of the Rings stuff. And he plays a ton of Pokemon Shuffle, so... Which is the DS phone game that you can play with Pokemon that's, like, Shuffle. Bejeweled. It's like...
I remember it. I didn't think anyone still played it.
But, yeah, he's a pretty cool guy. I really like Mitch a lot, and his channel is very... He does great editing. He's a really superstar guy about how he does his stuff. So, very not well said, because I'm terrible at things. But, I would just watch some of his stuff just to see how he talks, because he's got a very great voice. He's got a voice totally made for radio. Like, you could just listen to it and, like, be peaceful. Britannic, still not a thing. I don't think they're a thing. But I do like most of the Britannic skits.
Still
are, like,
funny.
Britannic, Derek Comedy, Picnic Face, and SNBC Theater are, like, the four comedy channels I go back to all the time just to watch sometimes.
Oh, they're classic.
Yeah.
All dead, but classic.
Exactly. Don't Hug Me, I'm Scared, because... Lunar Harpoon, which is one of my friend's channels. It's Jonathan Moran and his group of guys. We see him at Comic-Con I see him at Comic-Con almost every year.
Do you touch him?
Mm-hmm.
It's good.
They do, they have a podcast as well, but they do a lot of, like, thrift find videos. So they go to thrift stores and try to find stuff and, like, find toys and do, like, Comic-Con orders and stuff. I don't know, like, openings and shit like that. It's a pretty cool channel if you're into that stuff.
Unboxing, sorry.
The Aquabats, because the Aquabats are cool.
Also kind of dead.
I don't know what acapella science is.
You don't... Those are the best. You're like, what is this?
Oh, I do now. They like, sing about science shit to acapella, obviously, but they have some pretty cool videos about...
Oh, man, that's why I moved it to there.
Oh, God, ow.
And now about I'm
stuff
the
that's...
Do you want to put your arm on this thing?
No, I just needed to get my... I was keeping it from squeaking.
Oh.
Stuff that's actually really great for education. Like,
okay.
I find it very useful to, like...
Rockapella.
Exactly. Moonrat Media does Bored with Life. This another really great adult-style board game show. This one's not a review show. It's just a straight-up show about people who play board games and the group that surrounds them and things like that. So it's another one of those kind of really good comedy things that is integrated with board games. It's very few of, so I'm a huge supporter of that.
What is that symbol?
Is it Dragon, I think?
It's like
the goggles company.
Is that what it is? Is it a goggle company?
Yeah, it's like a snowboard goggle company.
I figured it was snowboard because I mostly see it on assholes' cars.
Persnorculus is another one. Persnorculus is like a really weird dwarf who's like... I don't know how to describe Persnorculus, but...
Persnorculus.
Joe got me into it.
There's only like...
There's two episodes of Persnorculus and then two episodes of other stuff, but...
Oh, okay. That looked weird.
Persnorculus is something Joe quoted once and showed me, and I had to follow it because it's like those videos like that you watch follow.
But
and
there weren't any more made.
So? The reason I follow like Picnic Face isn't because there's more made. It's because I like watching Picnic Face and not having to dig through YouTube to find it.
Fair.
That's most of my list is. Like, because the next one... Oh, not the next one, but Derek Comedy's on here, but they're super dead. Did You Know super. Gaming is pretty cool.
Gaming?
They do Did You Know Gaming. They do a lot of videos about, like, cheats in games and, like, kind of talking about, like, the life of the Game Boy Advance, stuff like that. Like,
really?
They do a lot of informational videos about, like, the industry. Yeah, research-based stuff. Kind of like a... What's that other one that I do all the time? Yeah. Game theories and movie theories, like that guy. Brokeats, which is another one that came off kind of SNBC Theater that had like 5 or 6 episodes and then stopped. It's basically the dude who was on SNBC Theater. I don't remember his name.
The big guy.
But he was like trying to show people how to eat on no money because he was in a college. He's a college like student.
Yeah.
So Collectiva TV 2, which is Collectiva, and they're a Swedish, Norwegian.
Collectivit.
Yeah, Collectivit.
Yeah. They're, what are they? Norwegian?
They're Norwegian, but they do some awesome songs. Like, they do Quality Time is a great song from them, which is, like, just the weirdest shit.
Quality Time.
Ali Boom showed me those.
It's 2 for 2 on Ali Boom references.
Right? It's because she, like, has influence on lives.
But only after episode 85.
Is that really how many we're on?
We're on 80. This would be 89, I think.
All right, speedrun critics. I don't really know what that is either.
Those are the best.
Oh, it's a speedrunning channel. So people who do speedruns of video games.
That would make sense.
Yeah, I don't know why I'm following them. Mortal Kombat Legacy Season 1 was a, like, YouTube Mortal Kombat show that was really cool.
Mortal Kombat, like playing a game Mortal Kombat?
No, like a live action Mortal Kombat show. Yeah.
Is it any good?
No.
It's
oh, yeah, it doesn't have any content either, so maybe I should unsubscribe from them. Okie dokie. Unsubscribe.
They just got straight up.
The Guild, which was, you know.
That was cool.
Yeah, The Guild. Decade ago, fuck it. Like, re-sorted all my shit.
Wait, did it go by name now, or?
No. It just changed some stuff around. The Guild, yeah, was one of them. So The Guild is like Felicia Day's old TV show that has like 5 seasons. It's pretty entertaining.
It went on.
That one and Legend of Neil were ones I really liked. Legend of Neil is great.
You
can't watch it anywhere now.
Really? Where were they? They were on.
I thought it was YouTube, but
no, it wasn't YouTube. They weren't on YouTube. They were on another platform.
But I had the DVD, so like I didn't.
Okay, yeah, they were on some weird platform. They weren't on Vimeo or anything else.
YouTube Original Reds or YouTube Red Originals. I was a fan of some of the stuff they did, like Die PewDiePie, which was a great series.
I watched that. That was amazing.
Right?
I went back and watched it recently. It was really good.
And they have a lot of other good shows too.
With them.
There was like one show about like that I wanted to watch. It was another horror kind of YouTube show about people like trying to escape a zombie like situation inside of like a building like that they manufactured for that exact thing.
Interesting.
Sounded pretty cool.
Have you seen any of the other YouTube Reds coming up? Because
the shows.
Yeah.
No,
there's the one with Dan and Aaron is coming up.
Oh, yeah.
Soon, like in the next week.
Oh, cool. Thanks for the reminder. That's the one I want to watch.
It's supposed to be coming up. And it was funny because they had like the whole intro. Well, here's what's coming up in YouTube Red this year. And it was like this thing for 12 seconds. And then it cut to this for a little bit. And then that one. And then there's the one with Dan with Dan and Aaron from Game Grumps. And I don't remember what it's called, but it's like professional gamers or like a gaming league. Mm-hmm. And it was them for like half a second, and that was it. It was like, Jesus. So they're not leading with that one, I guess.
Yeah.
But Dan Harmon worked on it.
Oh, that's what I heard. I was excited about it.
I'm excited about it because Dan Harmon, and they talked about how it was so funny that they had a hard time recording it because they couldn't stop laughing at it. So, like, that sounds awesome. So good. I'm on board.
Yeah, actually, I'm a fan of YouTube Red. I should probably hook up that subscription again because I really enjoyed it.
It's tied into the music for me, so I already listened to
Nice.
Google Music.
I think Amy has YouTube Red. Maybe I'll just...
Why are you leaving so much fucking room, dude? You're just shafting somebody else behind us.
Derek Comedy is a good channel that I follow.
Piece of human garbage.
Derek Comedy is like Donald Glover's old comedy troupe thing. They did the Mystery Team movie, which I really like. Mark Reed's Reddit is another horror. He reads a lot of No Sleep stuff, so that's a pretty cool one. Team Workcast is a Netrunner show, the same as the Game of Thrones ones from earlier. They basically like do... It's a German guy and a Canadian guy that do like game playthrough talks. PBS channel, which is pretty cool. They do a lot of like kind of weirdly educational videos. That's the one where I saw that Rick and Morty one about Rick being like that anarchical science.
Yeah.
That was cool.
The other form of epistemological science.
Yeah, I think that's it. That's about it for my YouTube channel. Well, there's like a few more, like Mac Lethal, but
all the way to the bottom of mine, man.
All right, fine.
Might as well go all the way to the bottom.
Mac Lethal is a rapper that is really cool. I like his speed. I'm a big fan of speed rapping, like especially when it flows well. Yep, Swatsky and Busta Rhymes and all those guys. Mac Lethal is another one of those guys that does like he did the pancakes rap. I don't know, like that was a big thing for a while. Like he rapped about making pancakes.
I'm not big in the rap scene.
Yeah. I mean, it was on, like, YouTube a lot, or it was on Facebook a lot, but I don't know what Rob Hunt is. The fuck are you, Rob Hunt?
These are the fun ones where you go in there and you're like, what the fuck is this? Why am I a fan?
Yeah, I don't understand. Beers of Christ? Oh, what is this? Oh, it's like, that was like a Christmas thing they did. I have no idea what this channel is. Between Two Pints. It's like guys who drink beer and talk about stuff, I guess.
Yeah.
I have no idea what that is.
See?
Dennis Harrison.
I know. I told you there'd be something where you're like, what the hell is this?
Oh, what is this guy's deal? I remember this guy. A Meager Contribution. He's another Game of Thrones podcast guy. He does a lot of deck reviews that are good, that are pretty good for education.
He reviews dicks.
He reviews dicks, Marty. Geek and Sundry vlogs, so all of the fucking thousands of Geek and Sundry shows now that are on YouTube. They're in that.
There's a lot of them.
Yeah, there's a fucking shitload of them, and I don't really watch that channel at all.
Obviously, because it's down.
Willing Dunn is another one of the Netrunner guys. I don't really watch a lot of Netrunner anymore because as soon as I started playing Netrunner competitively, I realized I didn't really like it. Competitively, I love that game.
Socially,
casually, I just don't like a lot of Netrunner devolves when you play it in a overly competitive environment because efficiency in Netrunner is key, and a lot of the things lack creativity when you have to get to that point. So, like, you can build a deck and it's really fun to play because it does some really cool one trick pony thing, or takes advantage of some really cool rules interaction or combo, but you will lose, because it's not consistent enough to keep winning.
That sounds lame.
It's just the nature of, I think it's the nature of any game that gets competitive. And so, yeah, I agree. I don't really like playing in, like, really large tournaments. So if your tournament's more than 50 people, I start getting comfortable because I'm like, this is too many people. I just want to play some fun.
They're competing right now in something for Dota 2. You hear about this?
I think
the prize is $25 million.
Holy shit. That's fucking a lot of money.
Yeah.
Let's finish this, and I have something else to talk about. It's already at 30 minutes. Maybe we should take it off.
RetroSciFi.com
is a cool retro, like, beat site. So, like, they basically make music with, like, retro game sounds. That's pretty fun. And Ibrahim Gaunt is the old Warhammer 40K Conquest channel that one of the guys in Colorado runs. So I was watching that channel because I used to put videos up on there.
That's cool.
So yeah, that's my crazy ass YouTube list. It's like fucking all over the place and weird.
Yep. I guess that'll wrap it up.
Wrap it up.
That's fine. That's good. So check out the site.
Do the things that help us, like liking,
like, and comment and subscribe.
Yeah, like, comment. Is that, like, why do you laugh so much when you say that?
It's because we don't have, like, a uniform way to do that, because you have to like us on Facebook, comment. Subscribe to us on, like, iTunes or Google, and then comment either on Facebook or on the site.
Yeah, do all the stuff that Kendrick said.
Do all that shit.
All right.
We love
you. See you next time. We do love you a lot.